Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of January 16th, 2012, with a cover story and special features section on Asia driving recovery. Long-term forecast growth rates for construction activity remain strong across Asia, but particularly for China and India. Meanwhile, the U.S. and Europe are struggling to recover from a massive decline in activity. The U.S. sector has been in steep decline since the subprime crisis hit. The industry is hoping that 2011 was the low point and that a gradual recovery is on the horizon. The global construction slowdown has been hitting the polyvinyl chloride market hard. Building activity in Europe has stalled, leading to poor demand for PVC from this important end-use market. Plummeting consumption levels in the PVC market have led to a drastic reduction in the output of feedstock chlorine, as well as shrinking supplies of caustic soda, a co-product of chlorine, and sent spot prices soaring to levels not seen since 2009, one of the worst on record for the European chemical industry and the PVC market. Read ICE's Chemical Business to find out more. Then, in our regularly scheduled columns, we take a look at Asian benzene. The outlook is stable to firm for the coming year, with supply remaining high and downstream demand from phenol and caprolatum experiencing moderate growth. Benzene supply was high for most of 2011 and will continue as reformer operating rates are likely to be healthy, partly because co-products mixed xylene and paraxylene are in tight supply, suggested traders and producers. In the polymers market, not only are expandable polystyrene prices rising, but demand for expandable polystyrene with a specific type of flame retardant is causing a schism in pricing. Meanwhile, the European caustic soda market remains tight this year, with little product available for spot transactions or exports, as most producers are only able to meet their contractual obligations. Major European caustic soda producers are pushing for contract price increases of 50 to 70 euros per dry metric ton for the first quarter of 2012. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICE is Chemical Business. It's the best source of news and information for the chemical industry, so pick up your copy today. Thanks for listening, and good night.